Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studio. Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTKA.com. So it's going to be a real rainy day today is what it looks like. But then tomorrow it should be back to being a little bit nicer. So over the next few days, you should be able to get back out there once again and mow your yards. And the best way to do that is with the equipment from Bullion Sales and Service. I actually got a text message from a friend the other day asking me some questions about some lawn and garden equipment. And of course, he knew where I was going to send him. He just had a few additional questions about it, about Bullion. So I sent him some information and I'm sure he made that call to Bullion Sales and Service. I'm not sure if he needed a tractor or a push mower, but it doesn't matter. Either way you go, they have what you need. Sam has got is the riding mower kind of guy. He likes to cut that cut time down. He likes to get through that, especially his big backyard, and get through it as quick as possible. I don't think I could do a riding mower in my backyard. It's too many roots, and it's not that it's huge or anything, but there's some roots that just cut right through at a couple spots. And some old tree trunks, because we had a couple of trees removed, so the tree trunks are there. And yeah, it's a riding mower just wouldn't do it. So I love my push mower. I go out there and half hour, 45 minutes, whatever it takes me to mow my entire yard. It's a nice little pushing exercise. Put some music on the headphones, go walk, get into my own little world for a little bit with my Honda push mower that I have from Bullion Sales and Service. You can check out their supply at weknowtractors.com. That's weknowtractors.com. And whether it's the riding mowers, whether it's the tractors, the zero turns. Sam's all about the zero turns as he's got that skill set down now. Or if you want to do the push mower thing and you can take advantage of the Honda Celebration, if you're looking for a push mower, I highly recommend a Honda lawnmower. That's what I have at home and absolutely love the cut that I get every week when I mow my yard. So check them out at weknowtractors.com. But also remember that part of your sale, when you spend money at Bullion Sales and Service, Eddie Bullion, as in Coach Eddie, as in Michigan from the Heart, gives money back to that program. And you can do that by shopping at Bullion Sales and Service. You can also support Michigan from the Heart by participating in the Michigan from the Heart Golf Outing, which is coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, June 17th, the 23rd Annual Golf Classic for Michigan from the Heart, 10 a.m. shotgun start at Travis Point Country Club. Still looking for hole sponsors and golfers. You can call Dan Daprich at 734-660-7017, or you can go to mifromtheheart.org. That's mifromtheheart.org. So U.S. Open does tee off a little bit later on today. And I kind of like the West Coast when it's out on the West Coast. The golf, the start times are later. So you look at some of the better groups this afternoon. Brooks Koepka, who we were just talking about with Zach Barlow on the air. Brooks Koepka tees off at 4:47 Eastern. A couple of groups later, you've got Tony Finau, who's a guy that I think has a chance to really make some noise in this tournament. A couple of groups after that at 5:09 p.m. You have a terrific group of Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and Tiger Woods. And I have a feeling that 5:09 group, 5:09 Eastern time, that group is going to have a lot of people watching some afternoon golf on the television, including myself here in Southeast Michigan. There's no question that I'm going to turn my TV on and watch golf this afternoon while I hang out. I don't think it's going to be an outside day. I think it's going to be a Grace go play in your playroom or watch golf with me kind of day this afternoon after I pick her up from school. And so looking forward to watching the U.S. Open and seeing how these guys go out there and play Pebble Beach. Because something that I learned but was reminded to me, the disparity in scores at when you play Pebble Beach, when they've had U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach, you know, they grow the rough really thick, and we've seen scores over par, we've seen 10 under par win. So there's I think it's like a 12 or a 15 shot swing from the best score to the worst score that has won the U.S. Open over the years, the many different times that they've played the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. And a lot of that has to do with how does the USGA set the course up. They love to make it really difficult. So they want the rough to be as thick as possible and to make your second shot, if you're not on the fairway, they want to make accuracy as rewarded as they possibly can, which is why I think that Jordan Spieth, who's starting to play a little bit better golf, has a chance to be pretty solid in this event. I think the way Rory McIlroy has been playing, I don't necessarily think that a guy coming off winning the Canadian Open turns around and wins the U.S. Open, but Rory is playing really well. Obviously, you heard Zach Barlow, new Michigan men's golf coach, talk about Brooks Koepka because he is the best golfer in the world right now. And I don't think there's a whole lot of question about it. And as he stated it, his bad golf is better than everybody else's bad golf. And you have moments in these tournaments where you play bad golf.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So the way the rough is set up is a really big part of it. So you get penalized a lot when you don't hit the ball straight. Even if you're like 2 or 3 inches into the rough, that ball can be buried deep where you can barely see it. And it takes a real extra whack to get the ball out through that rough. So there is that. But also at Pebble Beach, it's a very unique on the water out there in Northern California. It's very unique how it's out there. And the wind can really make a difference. And so you're going to see days, a lot of days, maybe even all the days, where you're going to see people out there in quarter zip shirts and maybe rain jackets. And if it rains at all, I haven't looked at the weather for the entire weekend yet. If you get some rain, obviously some rain gear, it could be wet, could be windy, could be chilly. You could get a hot day out there too. So you have a lot of ranges of what the weather could be. But if the wind is whipping and maybe it's, 55 to 63 degrees, the wind is coming through and it feels maybe even more like a British Open than a U.S. Open. It's going to play just like Pebble Beach wants it to play. If you get those conditions, you're going to end up with guys over par. And if the same things still apply, accuracy is still going to be rewarded more so than anything else on the course. And then being a really good putter, because once you get on those greens, they are going to cut them thin and they're going to have, they read them on what's called a stimp meter. And the number is going to rise and rise, and the putting is going to get more and more difficult, especially if it's dry. Like, windy and dry makes greens quicker and harder to putt. Wet and windy makes the fairways part of the course that much more difficult. And so pretty much either way, I expect wind. And so you're going to end up with either maybe more difficult tee shots and second shots, or you could end up with more difficult putts or some sort of a combination of the two, depending upon how the weather plays together and wreaks havoc on the golfers. But should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to watching it. Tees off coming up a little bit later on this morning. The first group goes off at 9:45 Eastern time. And then throughout the day, the final group goes off. The last pairing is at 5:42 Eastern time. So golf is going to be on TV well into around 10 p.m. Later on today. So I won't be watching the entire first round, but definitely going to watch a fair amount of the first round. Should be a lot of fun. The third major of the golf season. And I guess I have to make a pick. You heard Jan on the show pick Ricky Fowler yesterday. You heard Jordan, our buddy Jordan Garapi, come on the air yesterday here and immediately say no to that. I mean, I think smart money, you have to go with Brooks Koepka, right? You have to go with the guy who's the best player in the world. He just won another major. The guy is unbelievable. He is an unbelievable golfer, and he'd be really hard to bet against. So I probably won't bet against him. I don't want to pick him only for the fact that Steven Dallas and I we each pick 5 golfers and we go to a competition going into each of the majors, and he had the first pick in this one as we rotate back and forth with first pick, and of course he took Brooks Koepka first. So I don't really want Brooks to win because then he'd have the winner, but he'd have to be my pick to win the way I look at it right now, just because, he's the best player in the world. But the other thing to keep in mind, and the last note on this before we go to the break, I believe it's 7 of the last 10 U.S. Open winners were first-time major champions, including Koepka when he won his first major at the U.S. Open. So you get that part of it. Going back, Rory McIlroy, when he won in 2011 down at Congressional, that was his first major championship. So it doesn't have to be like a guy that you don't know, but it's a guy that maybe hasn't won a major yet. So that's why maybe it could be Ricky Fowler, which I think would be a really fun storyline. And I think it would be awesome for the Rocket Mortgage Classic if Ricky Fowler wins, because then you have the U.S. Open champion coming to your venue. And it just gives you that much more added excitement for the golf tournament coming to Detroit Golf Club at the end of the month. Coming up on the other side of the break, as we move away from our golf conversation, the MGO Blog Roundtable. Brian will be here. Ed will be here. Craig is on the phone. So we'll get to the MGO Blog Roundtable for the 9 o'clock hour coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.